Hey there, this is Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Just hit me up on Twitter. My handle is at Ray Higdon, and you can hit me with the hashtag AskRay. So today's question, it's a great one, comes from my friend Tyre Matthias. I'm not sure if I'm saying that correctly, but Tyre Matthias, he asks, hashtag AskRay, when I got started, I got caught up in that scumbag online marketing, which put me in the NFL club. How do I recover? So number one, what do you mean by scumbag online marketing? I'm gonna assume that maybe you emailed everyone or something like that, or you pounded your Facebook friends. That's what I'm gonna assume. I'm not gonna really focus on that, as that's not your question, but there's a lot of ethical online marketers, so you don't be in online marketing doesn't mean you're a scumbag. but let's focus on your actual question. The NFL club, and for those that don't know, NFL stands for No Friends Left. So the question is how do you get out of the No Friends Left club if you've approached them incorrectly? How do you recover? So two suggestions. Number one, be honest, okay? If you, like most network marketers, have gone to your friends in a terrible fashion and just beat them over the ears, nose, and throat and just really just smashed them with your presentation or told them, you know, just chased them and bugged them and begged them, go to them and say, listen, I just want to apologize. When I first started with this thing, I really didn't know what I was doing, and I approached you in a horrible way. And, you know, listen, I just want to apologize. I hope you don't hold it against me that I was so new. I've since learned way better ways to do it, and I'm starting to see some success. But I just want to apologize. I hope that we can still be friends, and, you know, I would really appreciate that. It'd mean a lot to me. See, when you get vulnerable, it's very, very powerful. You make more connections. And, you know, the reality is, and this is something I used to teach people when I would teach them how to go door-to-door selling advertising to business owners. People don't like to kick puppies, okay? People don't normally kick puppies, right? And so when you come to them and you're vulnerable, and, you know, you're kind of in a puppy-like state. You know, you're vulnerable, you're saying you're sorry, you did it wrong, you're admitting fault. Most people aren't going to say, yeah, you did, you suck, right? Most people aren't going to do that. Now, would I pitch them right away? I probably wouldn't unless they really ask. Now, if you show personal development growth like you will, if you go to them like this, because that shows vulnerability and most people don't like to be vulnerable. If you show this, a lot of them will actually ask you, so what's up with your business? How's it going? Because they want to be nice. You know, it's kind of reciprocal, right? And if they ask you, then, you know, certainly do a gentle, you know, kind of talk about your company, but don't pound them. Don't go right back to your old ways. All right. The second tip here is go get new people. Okay. I know lots of people that have recruited, you know, hundreds of people in their cold market. So learn their cold market. And, you know, if you really struggle with cold market, I have some suggestions throughout the podcast and on my blog. But I actually have a really, really good product called the Cold Market Recruiting Formula. And you can get it at rayhigdon.com/products. In that, I share with you a few things I've never seen any other trainer in network marketing actually talk about. One of them being tonality. Like a lot of times, most trainers, they'll give you, here's a script, here's a great script. And the trainer has been doing it for so long, they overlook the importance of tonality. Well, tonality is huge. And tonality is actually more important than the words that you could say. And that's one thing I really get into deep with. So that should help you get out of the NFL club and give you some, you know, ideas on, you know, how to, you know, just don't focus on just who you know. Focus on your cold market too. You can always build a brand new warm market. So I hope you got benefit out of that. If you did, please feel free to share this with your friends and teammates. And see you in the next Home Business Profit Podcast. I'm excited for tonight as we have a big recruiting webinar. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.